Jamie Yuccas. Oh, man. I mean, geez. I've not only interrupt her, I interrupt the open. Jamie's here. She's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Yesterday,
hello?
Yesterday you made a life-altering decision. Are you 100% confident you made the right decision?
Yes. Have you seen her little face?
Yeah, she's very, very, very cute. Jamie is the mother of five children. She kept it quiet, but you're the mother of five kids. Tell everybody about it.
No, but I did get a puppy.
Yes.
Her name is Sydney. And this has actually been like a couple year process. You remember I had Dottie.
We talked about Dottie.
Years.
Yeah. Yes.
Talked about Dottie a lot because Dottie traveled with me everywhere. Dottie, you know, was my constant companion. She moved with me from Florida to Minnesota to New York to California. And I've really wanted a dog since I had to put her to sleep at 17 years old back in May of 2020, right in the middle of the pandemic.
Which is really, really hard to do.
It was the worst. Unless yep. I want to just like it was the worst. I still think about her.
Yep.
And every dog owner feels that way, right?
Yes, for sure. I've done it twice.
But,
it's terrible.
Oh, it's the worst. It is. It's the worst. Absolute worst. However, I wanted a dog since then. I met Doug, and his son unfortunately has allergies, but has been on drops now for 2 years, like shots, allergy shots.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing great. And we met the dog, and he did great. And wanted to bring the dog home, so we brought the dog home yesterday.
So how is Archie?
He's great. He's so happy about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. What type of dog and why this type of dog?
Okay. It's a Jack Russell. Well, first of all, like I said, we had to find the right kind of breed, both temperament-wise, but also for the allergies, right?
Yes, so, for sure.
My stepson's a little interesting. We introduced him to a lot of quote-unquote hypoallergenic dogs, and he had a lot of issues with them. So it's either the dander or the saliva. And with this little nugget, who's a Jack Russell Terrier, he's doing really well with her, not having much reaction, if at all. On an antihistamine, doesn't have any reaction. She's it's called a broken coat, so she's between a smooth coat and a wiry coat, Jack Russell. So she doesn't shed as much as the smooth coat would. And she's just a little love bug. She's like, 4 pounds right now, probably going to get up to 12. Dottie was a Jack Russell Rat Terrier mix, and so I understand how energetic these dogs are, and I think they are perfect for a 10-year-old. And also me, who had a lot of energy. I feel comfortable with the dog. You know, I know the breed. I know some of their drawbacks of things. I'm grateful. I got Dottie at about, she was almost a year old when I got her. So to get a puppy, I'm hoping I can work through a couple of the issues that that Dottie exhibited. But we'll see. She could also be Dottie reincarnated. I don't know. We'll
see. She's adorable. Name tied to your love of Sydney, Australia, Doug's home country, where you were married. So Sydney is a perfect name on the hypoallergenic. So when I grew up and had dogs all the time, I was not allergic. I've become more allergic the older I get, sadly. It's kind of strange. So about 6-7 years ago, when I was still dating Carla, who you introduced me to, she's like, well, we really should get a dog for Mike. And so I said, well, let me just check, because she knows I absolutely love dogs. And I went and tested, and then the doctor comes back in and goes, you're off the charts. You're basically, you're max. You're off the charts. And I go, well, I am around my ex-wife's dog. And the doctor goes, well, what, do you see each other every month or so? I go, no, we see each other every other day. You know, and how is it? I go, yeah, it's tough, you know. So then I told Mike, he goes, can I get, what do we get? We got a dragon. The, what dragon again, Dave? I used to tell you about it.
Komodo dragon?
Not the Komodo dragon. What the, God, guy.
Komodo dragons will like bite your finger off.
Yeah, not that one. Not the vicious ones. Big. I'll think of a second. Mike was totally fine. But I'm still around two dogs a lot because Kathleen's dog, Charlie, who I love, Absolutely love. In fact, yeah. I mentioned this. Go to my Twitter, at Chad Hartman Show. There's a photo yesterday where we had Charlie, who's almost 14.
The bearded dragon.
Bearded dragon. That's yes. it. Exactly. Charlie, who's almost 14, also an English Springer Spaniel. And Gates, Hunter, my oldest, has an English Springer Spaniel. Jamie, you'll have to check out. They're sitting next to each other. Aww. It happened organically. And like one paws over the other. Mainly was Gates attacking Charlie throughout the day. You know? But I just, Hunt was the other side. I go, Hunt, look across the way. Take the photo. Don't get me in it. It looks like a painting. It looks so good.
Oh, my gosh.
Dogs can bring you so much joy. They're amazing.
Yeah.
They are just amazing. Yeah. And, yes, they're a lot of work. And, yes, it's discipline, and it's poop everywhere, and it's shedding, and it's raining out, and you still got to walk them and do things. But, man, the love which comes back to you is worth it over and over and over again.
Well, I agree. My husband has never owned a dog, so I'm hoping he agrees after having to clean up some dog poop this morning. So we'll see. We'll see how he's feeling.
Okay, so what is Doug thinking right now?
I don't know, because I have not been able to talk to him before I jumped on the phone with you. So I got a couple text messages of, like, you know, he did take a couple adorable pictures of her, so he's, you know, he's smitten.
Yes.
But, you know, that first poop in the crate, you're like, damn it,
mm-hmm.
what have I done?
Yes, they are going to. Okay, let's put Jamie on hold, and let's get to this. Now, Jamie, stepmom, 10-year-old. Minnesota has basically set a policy now that all school districts by the middle of March need to set a cell phone policy. If Jamie Ukas was czar of Minnesota schools, what is her cell phone policy? What is your school cell phone policy if you replace Jamie as the czar of schools? Are you banning them? Are you limiting them? Is it Katie bar the door? What do you want to do with the student cell phone debate? Chime in through text 651-461-9226. Your Linda's Construction Time Check. It's time to get a complimentary roof inspection, and they get free installation labor on GAF asphalt shingles. Before the show is done, we'll have an opportunity for you to win Twins tickets. This is a ball game against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, who are pretty much lousy every time. Even with Ohtani, they weren't that good. Even with Trout, although Trout's always hurt. Wait for the Twins jingle, and you'll have a chance to win Twins tickets on the home of the Twins, CCO. Okay, Jamie, by March 15th of next year, every school district must have a specific cell phone policy. So, and I'll add this because we were talking about when people answer questions or not. Susie Jones is out today, and she's around the Education Commissioner. I think Willie Jett, I believe, is the name. And Willie Jett, the Education Commissioner, on the first day of school, Handler said, well, if she goes on with Vanita, just ask about the first school. We're not willing to answer any questions about recent test scores. Come on. I mean, the education secretary won't answer questions about test scores. That's absurd. Okay, let's go back to the question, though. Cell phone.
You're able to vent.
Yeah, well, it's embarrassing. You're the education secretary. Answer all questions on, I don't know, crazy concept. Education. I don't know why I would think the education secretary should ask questions about that.
Oh, boy.
Cell phone policy for Jamie Ukas at all schools is what?
Well, okay, I know you probably thought this was going to be a quick answer, and it's not. So, a couple things. LAUSD, the second largest school district in the country here in Los Angeles, is banning them in January. So a number of other schools here in the LA area, Culver City, Westlake, a couple other ones, decided to start this and implement it at the beginning of the school year, which our schools have been back for the last couple of weeks. I work with a guy who has three sons in high school, and he's at one of the schools that has banned cell phones. And at first, the first week, he said the boys came home and were like, oh my gosh, this is terrible. It's awful. The second week, they come home, they go, oh my gosh, it's actually great. Everyone's like talking in the lunchroom and like everyone's participating in the sports, like paying attention, and like we don't have to repeat things three times over. And dad, my girlfriend's not bothering me all day. Like I get to kind of like, it's fun when I see her now in the hall. So hearing that experience and, you know, I think for some of us who grew up in an era where we didn't have cell phones, that was the high school experience.
Yep.
And it was great for most of us, you know, but, you know, so it's one of those things that I go, yeah, that sounds like what childhood should be about and the high school year should be about. So I'm in favor of it. I have to say my stepson, who is 10, it is a divorced household. Mom very much wanted him to get a phone. Then when, you know, they have the conversation, she and dad, not going to happen for a number of years. After the Anxious Generation book came out that they both read, decided, okay, maybe that isn't a good idea to at 10 years old to have a phone. However, she did get him a smartwatch, which my husband also thinks is too young for him to have a smartwatch. She believes that, you know, he should be gaining some independence. She can get a hold of him, you know, and have the GPS tracker and that kind of thing on him, allow him to ride his bike, and that's a way of independence. I can see both of their point of views as a step-parent. So I understand. I also really love the idea of, like, a dumb phone, a flip phone. I don't know that the kid needs smart everything at 10.
No,
they
don't.
So I think it's, like, unique to everyone's, you know, experience. But, you know, I think it's just it's individual decisions. However, his school now, at the beginning of the year, has banned smart everything. So a lot of these parents who have gotten smartwatches for their kids, they now also have to put them in an envelope at the beginning of the day and not use them at school, which has been interesting to watch my stepson, who is not, dad doesn't allow it to be worn at our house. So now he's primarily just wearing it after school 50% of the time. And a couple times he's forgotten it. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Yeah, I mean, you lay out a lot of good points. Dave, you chime in too. The momentum is heading with a lot of power behind it to banning them everywhere. It just, the last 5 years, there's more and more momentum. And I understand all the logic that Jamie just said when we've discussed this, because we've discussed it dozens and dozens of times before. My fear, excuse me, is a tragedy takes place. An attack takes place. Something dramatic takes place where the kids have a phone, and Uvalde, and I get that the officers choked. The people involved, not every officer, but the people involved panicked and didn't go in. And I get that there's different research, but it still gave me great comfort. That if, God forbid, something happened, my kids had a cell phone. I wasn't the one that said, hey, don't forget to pick something up. That drives me nuts when parents are just chit-chatting with kids during the day. Because parents sometimes can be every bit as bad. But for the safety, for those rare occasions, I personally felt better knowing my kids had a phone.
I get that, Chad. But, however, I've taken, I don't know how many countless mass shooting drills that I've had to be a part of because of my job as a network correspondent and going into some potentially contentious areas. And the research does suggest, even as adults, if you are in a mass shooting or another type of that type of tragedy, it is detrimental to you to have a cell phone on because A, it can ping, it can make noise. So in some ways, I understand that it's, so that, you know, that it eases the fear of the parent, but it doesn't necessarily make your child safer in that potential situation. It can ease your fears after the event's over to be able to get a hold of them, but, you know.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because we've got about 2 minutes ago. Let's turn the clock at 6 years. Archie's 16. He's sophomore. And let's hope, no matter what, this doesn't happen, but something takes place, and you and Doug want to get a hold of Archie some way because something's happening in his school. Do you want him to have a phone or not want him to have a phone? What does your gut tell you, knowing the research that you just cited?
I'm not the biological parent, and I don't have to make that decision.
Dave?
For sure. I'd love to know.
Okay. Dave, you, same scenario. 16. Kara's 16. Do you want her to have the phone? Or Jamie's research is right. and it's rare, and there's all sorts of other reasons why she shouldn't have the phone. But in that rare circumstance, you want the phone, and it's worth it for all the other issues, which are legit.
I guess I'd want her to have the phone after the fact so I could know as soon as possible that she was all right. But I think you're also saying, you know, the fear of the what if versus the fear of what's happening right now with the education of our kids.
Yep. I also think there are teachers who are able to handle it. And it's incredibly hard, and it's up to the kids to be respectful about it. I'm still one of the rare holdouts, understanding everything teachers say. And as a father of kids of public schools, I heard it all the time too. But it just gives me that hesitation. It just does. You know? And I think there are some schools who found a way where the discipline is stronger, but it's a lot easier just to say no. I understand that 1,000%.
Well, I got to say, I have a teacher who's a friend at one of these districts that has banned the phone. I think it's also finding that because she's at a high school and she loves it. She's got a giant, like, felt pocketed, you know, thing on her door. Mm-hmm. And the kids just slip it in there.
Yep.
So then when they go to leave her room, they can still take their phone, which would alleviate the problem for you. The
yep.
kid has
right.
the phone then to the next class, or they flip it in the next pocket during the class period.
I like
so
that.
Able to have it, yeah. you know?
I got to jump in. I'm sorry. I already went a minute long, and Dave's looking at me like,
okay.
We need to stop. But that's a very good point. Congrats on Sydney. Good
Thank
luck.
You.
That's awesome.
Bye.
The always entertaining Jamie Yuccas on CCO.